Hello and welcome. This file is called The Boy Who Cried Wolf. And in this file you are the boy who cried wolf, though you're not a boy anymore. And you're back to visit the village after you've been away for a long while. And on your way there you will meet a wolf, an anthropomorphic wolf. And he's not there to eat you. So if you want to experience this fantasy, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a really nice and comfortable position where you can easily relax and let go. Make yourself really comfortable. Closing your eyes, take a deep breath in. Let it out. Focus on my voice and begin to relax. Getting ready to go into a nice and deep trance. And let's begin. Relax. We're only just beginning. And already you're following my voice, following my words, guiding your attention towards your breathing. And as you feel yourself breathing, imagine you are breathing an odorless anesthetic, breathing in the anesthetic with every breath in, relaxing deeper with every breath out. Maybe you feel it starting in your toes becoming so heavy, so numb, so relaxed, as anesthetic begins to melt all the tension in your body, melting every bit of tension inside of your body, relaxing you, the sensation flowing into your feet, making them heavy and warm, as you feel your fingers relaxing to the warm, heavy, numb feeling flowing from your fingers into your hands and up into your arms, making them so numb, so heavy, so warm. It slowly flows through your wrists into your lower arms, making them numb and relaxed, the anesthetic slowly paralyzing your body, making all of your muscles go loose and limp as sensation flows up through your legs, reaching your knees, all the muscles in your lower legs, ankles, feet and toes, so incredibly relaxed. So loose and limp, everything so warm and comfortable, relaxing you slowly more and more as a warm, numb feeling flows up your arms and through your elbows, relaxing you more and more, paralyzing your body more and more, so numb, so heavy, so comfortable, so incredibly relaxed, as the sensation is spreading further and further up through your legs, up through your arms, moving into the center of your body, relaxing more and more of your body. And as the deep relaxation flows into your waist and shoulders, you just go deeper, letting go, relaxing more and more. The warmth and heaviness is flowing over your body, slowly into your lower back, into your stomach, relaxing all the muscles there, and down from your shoulders into your lung, into your chest, into your neck, filling your whole torso with this warm, heavy relaxation, relaxing your body deeper and deeper, all the muscles just letting go, becoming completely loose and limp and relaxed, and the relaxation and heaviness are flowing up through your neck and throat, slowly entering your face, flowing over your cheeks, through your mouth and tongue, over your nose and ears, over your eyes, filling your entire head with this warm and heavy relaxation. Your whole body is growing so warm, so heavy, so numb and relaxed. And now I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you can feel your body growing more and more numb. Relaxing, letting go. The anesthetic numbing your body and paralyzing your muscles. More and more, deeper and deeper with each number. 10, letting go, drifting down. 9, all your muscles letting go, relaxing. 8, your body is so warm, so heavy, so numb. 7, just a human shape mass of numb and heavy sensations. 6, all awareness of your body is replaced by this numb and heavy and warm sensation. 5, as anesthetic is paralyzing your entire body. 4, numbing it, relaxing it deeper and deeper. 3, just a heavy, numb mass, heavy and warm. 2, drifting deeper down. 1, so heavy, so warm, so paralyzed, letting go. 0, and by now you might be already feeling the anesthetic numbing your mind as well. Shutting down all the functions of your mind, shutting down your motor functions, shutting down all of your memories, shutting down all of your mental abilities, shutting down all of your senses, shutting down your entire mind. Your mind so numb, so heavy, so warm. My anesthetic invading your mind, shutting it down. And while that happens, you might feel the warm, heavy numbness that has replaced all awareness of your body, slowly melting away. My voice is flowing over your body and melting away all the numb, heavy sensations, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier as awareness of your body dissolves, as your body melts away so deeply and completely, becoming heavier and heavier with each and every second that passes, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier, where the numb, heavy warmth was still humanoid shape, it now just is a formless mass of heaviness, of warmth, of numbness. You lose all awareness over your body as your mind shuts down deeper and deeper, letting go of everything, letting go of all of your thoughts. Your mind is melting too. My anesthetic is melting your mind, melting your will, melting your resistance, melting everything. Your mind lost in white blankness, melting away. My words flowing over your mind like wind over the sea of your melted thoughts, shaping the only remaining currents of your thoughts as you become more and more blank, more and more empty, more and more mindless, more and more open, just following my words as you lose yourself deeper and deeper. My words melting everything, melting away all resistance, melting away your will, making you completely blank and mindless. before your mind becomes completely paralyzed, I want you to use the last of your mental abilities to create a virtual you inside your mind. And even though you are in deep trance, and even though your mind is completely open, this virtual you inside your mind will appear awake just the same way like the you inside your dreams appears awake, even though you're so deep down sleeping. Now I want you to create this virtual you. Even though it appears to be awake, it will be deep, deep in trance. It will be completely open and obedient. Its will melted away, but it will feel completely normal to you, just like you feel completely normal in a dream. That's right. Create this virtual you, and then I will count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you're drawn further inside this virtual you, leaving your body behind and transferring all of your awareness inside this virtual you, inside your mind. Allow it to become as real as a dream is while you're dreaming. 10, going deeper, feeling yourself drawn inside. 9, as you let go and fade away. 8, fading away into this virtual you. 7, drawn into this virtual you. 6, forgetting that there's anything else but this virtual you. 5, being completely drawn inside. 4, the virtual you is wearing headphones, listening to my voice, listening to my words. 4, as you're completely pulled inside, drawn inside this virtual you. 3, deeper and deeper, leaving your body behind. 2, forgetting your body, letting go of your body. You know your body is safe, safe with my words. 1, as you're pulled inside, completely. 0, letting go. You're inside this virtual you, this virtual simulation, and on some level, you're still aware that your real physical body is out there, that my words flow through your mind of the physical body, forming and shaping your mind that's completely helpless and open to my words. Before you hear my words in this virtual you, but you're already remembering to forget, and forgetting to remember that there even is a lower level below you, and maybe multiple levels below that, and you're in multiple levels of virtualization, but you forget to remember and remember to forget, as this level becomes real, this level that allows you to act while you're in deep, deep trance, letting go deeper and deeper, focusing only on my voice, following my words. Your mind and your will is completely open, open and malleable, ready to be shaped by my words, as you follow my words deeper down, as you let go. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in deep, peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, now it's time to experience a little fantasy, and you will find that it's easy to immerse yourself deeply in a story to experiencing everything the protagonist experiences, just as if it were really happening to you, just like a dream that feels real as long as you're dreaming it. Now before we begin, let's make sure that you will always be safe, because if at any point the experience becomes too intense for you, or if anything in this experience is negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, just a little story you experienced. If at any point this fantasy becomes too intense for you or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, knowing that you are safe and that nothing can happen to you. And now that you know that you will always be safe, you are ready to immerse yourself in the fantasy. And because you know you are always safe, it's easy to allow yourself to let go and immerse yourself really deeply in the fantasy. And at some point in this fantasy, a character will say, "Come for me." And when you hear those words, "Come for me," you will have an orgasm. It will just happen, completely automatic. There's nothing you have to do, there's nothing you can do. When you hear the words, "Come for me," you will have an orgasm. A wonderful, intense, physical orgasm. And your subconscious mind knows exactly what to do to make you have an orgasm. And your subconscious mind will do it for you. There's nothing you have to do. There's nothing you have to worry about. It will just happen automatically when you hear the words, "Come for me." And it will feel wonderful. It will be a wonderful, intense, physical orgasm. And now that we gave you this trigger, let's get you immersed in the story, immersed in the fantasy. This is a story about the boy who cried wolf. And you will be the boy who cried wolf. That's right. No matter what age or gender you are, you will be the boy who cried wolf. Actually, you have grown a little since then into a handsome young man. And you will experience the story as this young man. And you will find that with every word I say, you will immerse yourself deeper and deeper into the fantasy. Let it become more and more real. Hear everything the protagonist hears. See everything he sees. Feel everything he feels. Taste and smell everything he tastes and smells. And feel any emotions and sensations he feels. With every word I say, with every breath you take, you immerse yourself deeper and deeper into this fantasy. Now let's begin. And you are the boy from The Boy Who Cried Wolf. And you have been away from the village for a long time. You're older now. And you're on your way back to the village to visit it again. And you're walking through the forest. Just imagine it. Imagine walking through the forest. See the forest around you. The sunlight filtering through the trees. Really experience the forest around you. Hear the sounds of the forest. Birds, insects, maybe a rustling of the wind through the trees. Maybe you feel the wind on your skin. Smell the forest around you, the typical smell of the forest. And feel the soft floor of the forest under your feet while you walk through the forest. Walking back to the village to visit it for the first time in a long, long time. Going back there. And while you walk back there, you suddenly see an anthropomorphic wolf. It seems like he's coming from the village. You hide behind a tree and look at him. He's bigger than you, much bigger. He's strong and muscular. You consider attacking him for a short moment, but it would be futile. He's much stronger than you. You wouldn't stand a chance. And so you hide behind the tree, letting him pass you. At some point he stops, sniffing the air. Your heart stops for a while, but then he keeps walking right past you, and you stay behind the tree for quite a while, until the wolf is well past you. You calm down again, but you wait a few minutes longer to make sure he's really gone, and then you get back on the trail. You walk faster, almost running to the forest. You want to warn the people that something's going on. There's a wolf, an anthropomorphic wolf, running free in this forest. Everyone at the village is in danger. You run faster and faster, finally reaching the village. You're there, you're safe. There are a lot of people, and you want to tell them. You're yelling, there's a wolf. There's an anthropomorphic wolf in this forest. And people stop what they're doing and walk up to you, crowding around you while you try to tell them. But they don't seem to listen. As you tell them, there's a wolf, they stay calm, relaxed, surrounding you. And then they grab for you. You try to get free, but there are too many people all around you. They get hold of you, holding your arms, your legs, tying you. You try to free yourself. What the hell is going on? They carry you away out of the village. What the fuck is going on? You scream, you yell at them, but they don't react. You try to struggle, you try to fight, you try to get free as they carry you out of the village and to a big tree just a little bit outside of the village. And you still fight for your life as they strip you down and tie you to the tree completely naked, your hands over your head. They tie you to this big tree. You're yelling at them, you're screaming at them, you try to tell them about the wolf, but they don't react. They just tie you to the tree, and then they leave you there. You're alone, you're screaming to free you, to let go of you, but no use. And soon they're gone, and you're standing there, tied to the tree, naked. You try to get free, you're fighting against your bonds, struggling, fighting, but there's nothing you can do, and you slowly calm down, trying to think through the situation. Trying to plan, what can you do? How can you get away? How can you get free? And then you see the wolf coming from the forest, walking in your direction. And you struggle again, you try to break free, trying to get away. The wolf is coming directly towards you, and it's getting closer and closer. You try to get away, you try to get free. But there's nothing you can do, and the wolf is getting closer and closer until he's standing directly in front of you and he's looking at you. His eyes, his pale blue eyes, are staring directly into yours. And you can smell him, you can smell his sweet, musky smell, and you can feel the scent going to your head while you try to get away from his eyes. But you are captured by his eyes, unable to look away. You feel the panic fading away as you stare in his eyes, transfixed by his eyes, staring deeply into them. He grabs your chin, holding your chin, just staring down into your eyes, doing nothing for a long, long time. But with every breath you take, you can feel your head getting lighter, getting more confused. You can feel arousal starting to build inside of your body while you're transfixed by his eyes, unable to look away. You want to look away. You want to do something, but it's just impossible. It's impossible to look away from his eyes. And you feel yourself becoming weaker, squirming under his gaze. You can feel his scent getting to your head, making you feel more and more lightheaded with every breath, more and more aroused with every second that passes, feeling weaker, more and more helpless. And he's just standing there, looking down into you, his eyes boring into yours, burning into yours. And you're getting more and more uncomfortable with every second that passes, while he's just standing there, looking at you, nothing happening. You want to get away, you want to do something, you want something to happen, but he just stands there, while you breathe in his smell, while you become more aroused, while you become more lightheaded, while you feel more helpless. And to make matters even worse, you feel your cock growing harder by the second, while he's looking at you. You feel so helpless, you don't know what to do, and he's still just standing there, just looking down at you, his eyes burning down into yours, without him doing anything else, just looking at you patiently, while you feel weaker and weaker with every second, more and more helpless. While your mind gets more and more confused, feels lighter and lighter, while your cock gets harder and harder, while more and more arousal accumulates in your body, just keeps looking at you for what seems like forever without showing any emotion, just looking down at you, you feel the heat, the need, the burning desire, the lust rising, swelling inside of your body, while you're still completely mesmerized by his eyes, unable to look away, unable to do anything, while you feel the lust, the heat rising inside of your body, while you become more and more aroused, while your cock grows harder and harder, while your mind grows weaker and weaker, while all your thoughts, while all your control slip further and further away from your grasp, and he's still doing nothing, just looking at you, his eyes burning down into yours. You feel so helpless, so weak. You want to squirm, you want to get away, you want to get away from his gaze, but there's nothing you can do, just stare, stare and feel your mind getting lighter and lighter, feeling your thoughts fading away, feeling your arousal growing, feeling your cock getting so incredibly hard, rock hard, harder and harder with every moment that passes. And then, you feel one finger of his hand, one furry finger, running over your hard cock, teasing your cock. You feel a wave of arousal exploding throughout your body. And then you feel the backside, the very backside of his hand, gently stroking under your cock. And with every stroke, you feel a wave of pleasure exploding from your loin, melting into your body. You feel every cell of your body charging with lust, with desire, with heat, with need, with desperate craving. You hear a moan escaping from your lips, and you feel your eyes closing, and instantly, the hand is gone. It feels like you're falling into a bottomless hole of desire, of need, of craving. You open your eyes again, look at him, and you feel the stroking starting up again. The stroking of the backside of his hand, stroking along the underside of your grog hard cock, waves of pleasure flooding your body with every stroke more and more, the desire, the craving, the heat and need growing with every stroke, melting away all of your thoughts, melting away all of your will, melting away everything. All that's left is just this deep need, this deep craving, this desire, the heat, the lust. You must feel him, you must feel more of him, you crave him so much. Your cock is so hard, you hear yourself moaning wildly, and he just keeps teasing you, keeps stroking you. You feel yourself getting harder and harder and harder with every stroke. You feel the need inside you, the need growing. You feel yourself getting closer and closer and closer to an orgasm, more and more lust building inside your body. All your thoughts are melting away. You're getting harder and harder, so incredibly hard, it's almost painful. The stroke of his fur on your cock is so amazing. Such an amazing stimulation, unlike anything you ever felt before. And he keeps stroking you, stroking and stroking. You're getting harder and harder. Your cock is so painfully hard. You're so close to an orgasm. But he just keeps stroking and stroking and stroking while still staring into his eyes. While you're still transfixed by his eyes, unable to look away from his eyes. While you're still breathing his musk. While you're still feeling your head getting lighter and lighter with every breath you take. While you're still feeling all your thoughts, all your worries, everything just melting away, getting more and more lightheaded. Everything you know, everything you are, just melting away with every stroke as you get harder and harder, but just keep stroking and you're getting closer and closer. But it's just impossible to achieve an orgasm. You're so incredibly close, but you just keep stroking and your cock gets harder and harder, painfully hard. While he still looks down into your eyes, stares deeply into your eyes. You're completely aroused and horny, completely confused. You feel so helpless. You don't know what to do. There's nothing you can do but just endure it. While he keeps stroking you, keeps holding you so close to an orgasm with every stroke. It feels like you're getting closer and closer. It feels like with every stroke you should have an orgasm. But he just keeps stroking you and stroking you and stroking you while staring down at you, while you're completely helpless, while it's still bound to the tree. There's nothing you can do. With every stroke you feel more and more helpless. Weaker, completely at his mercy. There's nothing you can do while he keeps stroking you, while he's staring down at you. And then he stops. You hear yourself moaning. You hear yourself pleading, begging to him to go on, begging to him. Completely lost in lust, completely lost in your heat, in your need, in your desire, in your arousal, in your craving. You need to more stimulation. You need to feel more of him. You need him. You crave him. You need him now. And then he grabs your hair with his other hand, holding your head tight between his hands. The hand in your hair is pulling your head backward. The other hand is pulling your chin down, and then you feel his lips on yours. He's kissing you deeply. You feel his tongue invading your mouth. You feel his musk on his tongue. The taste is just amazing. You feel your head growing lighter. You feel the lust exploding in your body. You feel your cock growing even harder as he kisses you deeply, as he forces his tongue into your mouth, as he's exploring your mouth with his tongue, tasting him, losing yourself in the lust. It's almost as if the lust is taking over your mind, burning through your mind, taking away everything. You lose yourself in the lust completely. Everything else is fading away. Everything but the wolf is fading away. Your thoughts are melting away. All your memories are melting away. All your knowledge is melting away. Your will is melting away. You just lose yourself into the kiss of the wolf, and he's taking away your breath. He's taking away your breath with his intense kiss. You're getting so dizzy. You feel your lungs burning. You feel your mind spinning. He's still kissing you, and then lets go, and you gasp for air, breathing in the pheromones with every breath. You feel that musk going stronger. Then you feel his cock touching your leg, and you look down at it, and you instantly know. You must have it, you crave it, you need it, you want to feel it, you want to touch it, you want to feel it inside of you, you need it, you crave it. It's a burning heat, a burning need, a burning desire, taking over your whole mind, taking over your whole body. Every cell in your body is craving for it, as you smell the musk in the air. This intense burning desire is taking over your mind, taking over your body, taking you over completely. You need him, you crave him, you must have him. It's so strong, so intense. You're burning with desire, burning with lust, burning with heat. Every cell in your body is burning with his lust and need. And then he grabs the strings tying you to the tree, and with one motion ripping them apart, freeing you. You feel yourself falling down, tumbling down to the ground, down on all fours, and he's there instantly, there over you. He's there, he's grabbing your head with his large hand, pulling you up on your knees, pulling you up, so his huge, massive cock is directly in front of your face. Directly there, directly in front of you, and you smell his musk, you smell it so intensely. You feel your head going even lighter, melting away even more. You look at his cock, you need it, you want it, you crave it. You want to touch it, you want to feel it, you want to lick it. But he's holding your head tight in his grip, just in front of his cock, just far enough away so you can touch it. And you just look at it, transfixed by it, see it. See it slightly moving in front of your face, feel it, smell it, your lust growing and growing. You feel your cock growing even harder, painfully hard. You want him, you crave him, you need him so much, but there's nothing you can do. He's holding your head so tight. You feel the desire growing, growing stronger and stronger, growing inside of you. You want him so much. You feel the heat growing. You feel your arousal growing. You feel your cock getting even harder, painfully hard. And he just keeps holding you, just keeps holding your head, keeps holding your head right there in front of his cock. And there's nothing you can do. And it seems to take forever. You're waiting. There's nothing happening. It's just holding his cock right there in front of your face, holding your head, motionless right there in front of his cock. You need his cock. You want to feel it, you want to touch it, and after a long, long time, he lets go of your head, and instantly, almost automatically, you start pleasuring his cock. You wrap your hands around his cock. You need it so much. You start stroking him, licking him, pleasuring him. You feel everything around you just fading away as you just pleasure him. You just keep pleasuring him, losing yourself in pleasuring him. You feel his strong hands on the head of your back, pushing his cock harder into your mouth. You feel him getting harder. You realize he's starting to pre-cum. You lick the pre-cum of his cock. It seems to go straight direct up into your head. You feel pressure in your head. You feel something changing in your head. You feel yourself losing in the lust. You just keep pleasuring and pleasuring, losing yourself in it more and more. It's just completely surreal, just like a dream, just like you're completely drunk, just as if you were only seeing snapshots, single snapshots of what's happening. You lose yourself in it completely, deeply, and then he pulls you off, throws you down on all fours, and then he's there on top of you. You feel his cock on your ass, teasing you, rubbing, touching your own cock, rubbing over your ass, and then he's forcing himself into you. You can feel your mind breaking, shattering. All your experience as just single frames. Single frames of the action, as if you were completely drunk or drugged or whatever. You experience only single frames. You feel him fucking you. You feel the lust, the heat, the need rising inside of you, growing stronger and stronger, more and more as he fucks you. Hard, fast, brutal, animalistic, just like an animal. Rapid bursts of thrust, thrusting into you. He's holding on to you, slamming himself into you harder and faster. You lose yourself more and more. You see only single frames, single pictures. Impossible to comprehend it. You lose yourself to the lust completely fading away, feeling your mind shattering, shattering from all the lust, melting away. And then you hear his voice, "Come for me." And you do, you explode in lust, you explode in orgasm. You feel your body shaking, you feel yourself losing control completely, you feel your mind shattering completely as the orgasm rushes over you, as you feel him come into you, his hot seed flowing into you. You feel the pressure forcing his cock out of you. You feel the rest of the cum flowing over you as your mind completely shatters, as your mind completely fades away into darkness, as the orgasm slowly fades away. You feel your mind fading away too, fading away into darkness. And then all you experience are just single frames, completely lost in the lust, completely broken. You just see single frames. You see all the villagers there with you, using you, fucking you, using you in any way they can. The wolf has broken you and then given you to them as a reward. The wolf controls all of them, and the wolf has given them you as a reward for catching you. And the wolf only controls them because they weren't aware, because you cried wolf many years ago and they didn't take it serious. And now he has rewarded you. He has given you to them as their reward for catching you, their reward for giving you to them. And you just remember single frames, all the villagers fucking you, using you, abusing you. And it's just going on and on. You're completely broken, completely lost in the lust. And you see them, all of them fucking you, taking you, using you, abusing you all they want, while you're completely lost in lust. While you're completely lost in heat, while you're completely broken by the world. Single pictures, single frames, single images of use, of fucking, of abuse, going on for what feels forever. And then you fade away, fading away, fading away. And now it's time for you, time to wake back up. Waking back up in the real world, and you will find that you can remember anything that happened to you here in vivid detail. I will soon count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. And with every number I count up, all the memories will become more vivid, will become deeply engraved in your mind so you can remember any single detail. 1, slowly coming back. 2, waking up more and more. 3, more and more alert. And 4, more and more awake. 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. And 6, as you wake up more and more. 7, your pulse, your breathing, your blood pressure, everything normalizes. Your muscles build up in attention again. And 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. Waking up completely. And 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to come into this file or message me via my site. Thank you for listening and goodbye.